Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Welcome to the Midspace News at 8. I'm your host, Freba.
And I'm Grimdwar.
Boy, have we got news for you.
The news is hot, and it's in. And more at 8, because... What was that? A break-in at the Bobby's Gome Depot.
We go live on the ground to our correspondent, Weeba, who is speaking to Bobby as we speak.
Weeba, what does it look like down there?
Hey there, Freber, and hey there, Grimdor. I am here at Bobby's Gome Depot, and it is a chaotic sight. I'm seeing people queuing. The deals are off the charts. They're doing a special live sale today. As you can see behind me, people are queuing up all around the corner of Bobby's, and I'm here with Bobby right now. Bobby, on this such sad
yes.
and horrible day where you have been broken
so
into... And you have been stolen from, but you're doing a deal. You're doing the best thing that possible. You're giving the customers discounts.
Yes,
Bobby, how did you do that?
How did I do it? How did Bobby do it? Discounts, even now, even today, even during this. Discounts. Discounts at Bobby's Gome Depot. You heard it here. You heard it first. Bobby's Gome Depot discounts, even despite the crime. The crime that Bobby exists within. The crime done to Bobby and all of us. All of us. The crime happened to you and me. Bobby's Gome Depot discounts.
Oh, Bobby, we all weep with you, but I gotta know, is this a coping mechanism? Are you somehow trying to give away more stuff to try and fill that void that has been stolen from you, Bobby? Bobby, will you tell us how much has been stolen from you, and what has that done to your personal health?
Everything. Everything. Everything has been stolen, and everything is hurting. Bobby's personal mental health, Bobby's livelihood, Bobby's Gome Depot.
Oh.
Bobby's Gome Depot here on the corner of Cree and Guau. And you could come down here and get a discount today. Bobby's
you
got space
now,
for it.
You hear that now, folks? Down here at Cree and Guau, you can get Bobby's Gome Depot discounts right now from a heartbroken Bobby that is beaten stolen from. Heartbroken.
Crying inside.
Well, thanks for that, Weeba.
It is looking grim down at the Bobby's Gome Depot.
Yeah, but I sure wouldn't mind some of those deals. How about you, Grimdor?
No, I could do with a deal. I saw that they had... Was that... Did you see it in the background? Were those brewing kits?
Well, we all do like to drink.
We do. We do, Freber. We love a drink.
Speaking of drinking, our cultural correspondent has more news on the growing information about the infamous... Backwater Bastards. It seems they have made their hideout somewhere here on Midspace.
They have. This is true. The reports are in. We have recon from a reliable source.
We're going live now to a bar downtown with our correspondent, Weeba.
Hey, this is Weeber, not connected to that other guy. He really came in here and stole my thunder, you know. I've been here for 20 years, and he just showed up one day, same name, and you don't hear me going on about it. Anyways, let's get some real reporting done, huh? Yeah, okay, so I'm here down at, what's this looking? Dietz's Bar? Yeah, it's a bit of a high for villainy and scum. And, well, good thing I'm down here because this is the true pulse. Yeah, they don't have any sales going on down here, though. No sales. No. No, I have been threatened, though. And I am waiting.
Get out of the way, you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. I am waiting for, you did say you would send the taxi back, all right? And I am waiting for that. In the meantime, let's interview...
What's this account? You're filming a movie?
Yes, yes. Hello, local. Are you local?
Yeah. I mean, I was born, my family, they're all...
That's brilliant. We've just come down here and we have met some of the locals, and as you can see, it is, where's my taxi? Can I please leave this place?
Wima, Wima does seem to want out of there, but we need the news. The news is important here. Freber, how about those backwater bastards? We've got multiple reports coming in. These are a new gang on the scene.
And their location has just been made public, Grimdor. In fact, we
public.
Have a drone heading into their secret headquarters as we speak. Can we bring up that footage?
Let's zoom in there.
All right, there's some sort of door. A fortress gate, perhaps.
That's a strange entry, Freber. What are we seeing there? Are those... My God.
Large four-legged animals. Sculptures, perhaps.
Are those... yaks?
Well, if they are, they're some sort of strange ground yak.
That really is. I mean, that is what it has come to, Freber. That
very
is...
Very pointy ears. Oh, there seems to be some sort of action at the door.
Hold, can we zoom in there?
The creature's mouths are opening.
Now, have you ever seen anything like that, Freber?
I'll tell you what, I never have.
Well, can we zoom in on that? Is there... Now, what's coming out of the maw of these ground yags? Freber, can you get a handle on that?
It appears to be some kind of liquid.
That is just despicable.
The exact nature of this liquid is as yet unknown. It might be some kind of toxin.
It's coming in right now. Our people on the ground estimate that it might be acid.
Well, you heard that here, folks. You may be fans of these backwater bastards, but they are no friends of yours.
They are not.
They will shower you with acid if you give them a second thought.
Freber, that is really something. And you know, it's coming in at 11 now. A report from, Weeba.
Hey there, it is Weeba, and I am here at the door of the illustrious backwater bastards. I am so excited to be here. I have just seen this glorious fountain of some type of liquid coming out of this door. I'm going to rush towards it and figure out what it is. Okay, so you heard it first here. I am here doing live reporting. I'm going to rush towards this door now. You keep that camera on me and you do not turn away no matter what. Okay, here
Weeba,
I go. I'm going to go and I'll see you
Weeba.
Soon, you guys. Back
come
at the
in,
office
Weeba.
Right now.
Come
I'm
in.
Just going to go and check it out. No, don't worry
Weeba,
about
come
me.
In.
Weeba, these people were infamously involved in some very serious events.
It's burning we really
so
did try
much.
To warn them, but,
it's
you know, it's... This is the news.
Sticking.
This is the news at 8.
So
Midspace, coming to you from the ground. Weeba! That was acid. That was... Was it Weeba? Was it... Come in, Weeba.
Tragic news here at the site of the Backwater Bastards' front door. I am Weeba, and that was Weeba. Weeba has sadly passed us and left for greener pastures. And, well, back to you at the studio.
Freber, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, you know, these bastards have been making a real waves politically in Midspace, shutting down a long-established cult in the Night City and re-establishing the Resistance in their position, their foothold down there. But what about their fashion? We're going over to our fashion correspondent, Weeba, to talk about what these bastards have been wearing.
I find it is mixed with bright tones of blues, deep blood reds, and I find them all to be so primal and very, very intoxicating with the feminine, the masculine, and its highly sexual outfits that they wear. We see it now influencing everyone from upper town to low town. Everyone's wearing it. It is the hotness, and I am here with the creator. I am here with Keen. Keen, what do you have to say for yourself, sweetie? You have set the globe on fire!
Yes, yes, the magnificent Keen is pleased to receive all this additional attention. Of course, the bastards are close personal friends! And don't believe all the rumors, although some of them might be true.
Oh, don't tease us, you little minx, with all the rumors. But tell us some, one or two or three of the rumors that you know, because I must say, I have a few rumors myself that I would die to ask you in person afterwards.
Well, let me first say that it was entirely my idea to outfit them in the colors, of course. No, you wouldn't recognize the squad before I got my hands on them, I'll tell you.
And how did you choose such vibrant, versatile, sexual colors for such a band of mercenaries and brigands? You know, you have mid-space and everyone here trying to make a name for themselves, and you have instantly painted with a very bold, striking brush across the entire station with here they are, here they have been, and here they will always be. Midspace, backward bastards. That is the colors, that is them.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of these people come and go, and some make waves and some don't, but I'll tell you, if you don't have a showy look, you'll never make it as a mercenary on Midspace. Now the bastards, they're a talented bunch, but how much of their success do they owe to the magnificent Keen? Well, that can only be guessed at.
Oh, who can say, darling? But I must ask one more question. We have the bear, we have the jelly, and we have the Trevor. Everyone is hot for these things, but we are all hot for the newest hotness. Who is Boris? What is he doing? And what are they like?
Well, between you and me, Boris is the biggest enigma of all.
Oh.
Behind those dark, serious eyes. Who can truly say what the man is thinking? He is a savant. He is a genius with a spanner. And you can tell he's seen some serious action with this mercenary gang.
Oh, you can tell. You can tell by looking in his eyes.
You know, the bastards have never clearly articulated a clear leader of their group, but if I were to guess, my money would be on Boris himself.
And I would also guess, darling, you cannot be that brave walking around like that without having a little bit of leadership qualities. No, 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 but he has led all of us. This is a fashion revolution. And we go back now to studio after hearing these brave, talented words. Now, Keen, as they leave, tell me secrets. What else are they doing? What's coming up next? Who is the new hotness after these?
Fascinating. Well, do you think I should be wearing some of Keen's clothing, Grimdor?
No, Fremmer, I think that you and a... what is that? Some sort of organic orifice ring? I will be purchasing one of those for you at the next staff party. a biological orifice ring for you and maybe... what is that? Like a tank top, I think. Tank top. What tank do you think they are referencing? It's just... it's a mystery. But you know, they mention... who is the next hotness? What do you think of that, Frebber? The next hotness?
Well, I don't know anything about that, Grimdor, but you can bet your bottom credit...
No, I wouldn't bet my bottom credit, you know me.
We will be reporting on it here on Midspace News at 8.
We'll see you again. Messages.
After these messages.
Bobby's food pills, Bobby's grade F liquid for consumption, for vehicles, for powering your starship, for cleaning your mom, for everything that you need and more. Bobby's selling it. it on street corners and grocery shop. At Fat Beast in limited edition super chug. Bobby next to Sassy Mama Cola. Check it out. Bobby, Bobby trademark, Bobby copyright, and receptacle of the law. Bobby, completely locked down. Don't put it on your paper, it's on mine. Bobby, coming to a theater near you. You heard it first. Bobby's Gold Depot and 103,000% biological food spray. Over and out.
Bobby's discount may only apply to those living in this space station. If you do not arrive at between the time asphyxiated, then you will not be able to get the discount at all. Some discounts may apply, but not all discounts may apply.
Now, Grimdor, I hear this morning you went downtown to talk to some locals. Why don't we run that clip?
Oh, Frebber, I did go downtown. I went downtown and I was taken downtown. And this is what I saw on the streets of Midspace. Roll it. Hello, yes, I'm Grimdall with the 11 p.m. news, Midspace. And I'm out here in front of...
I love you, Grimdall.
That is what they say, Grimdall. Listen to that. That is the music of Midspace. The people. The flavor. No, you will not. I am partnered. Anyway, back to the news. Grimdall, 11 p.m. news, Midspace. We're out here in front of... Pat's Rent a Truck. Pat! We have it on good source record that the bastards visited your place of business, and what do you know about that? Have you met the bastards?
Yeah. I don't divulge the details of any of my customers, and I'll make sure they don't tell me anything that I don't want to know, so Grimdorf, I love the show, watch it every night, but...
Thank you, Pat.
any information on any customers of mine, you're gonna have to ask someone else, because that information won't be coming from old Pat.
Well, Pat, thanks. We're gonna have to, as they say, ask around. Let's get walking.
Oh, yeah. So, I haven't met the bastards personally, but...
You haven't?
I know that me and Dr. Z, when we do finally meet, we will be... such good friends.
Good friends, you say? Do you think that the bastards are friend material?
I think they are the best thing to happen to this station. They've saved us from a cold. They saved us, if you want to believe, and I do, the stories, they saved us actually from a horrifying threat in the skies, I think.
A horrifying threat in the skies, you say?
Oh, yeah, they say there was some sort of evil factory that they've exploded, so...
And you believe that? That they exploded the evil factory?
Well, look, I mean, when I do meet Dr. Z, and we are best friends, I'll ask him personally if he needs any help espousing any more dangers in Midspace, because, as I say, I think we would be... And if Dr. Z, if you are watching this...
I can guarantee you that he is.
My name is T.
Is that, for the record,
always,
T?
Always,
spell that, please, T?
Oh, just a T and an E. I've always gone by T. Ask any of my friends, they shorten my name. And I love to swim. I do it whenever
and
I can.
And can I get that on the record that it was you, T, T-E, admitting that you would accomplice Z? The bastard in a crime, in a public crime.
No comment. See, call me.
And you heard it here first. People of Midspace. Crime in the streets of Midspace, right here, in front of Pat's Rent-A-Truck. And that was T. T-E. Remember it.
I have something to say about, you doing one of them newscasts?
Oh, we absolutely are. Please,
you're that fella
step
from
right
the,
up.
You're that fella from the news, aren't you?
You've seen the show. Oh, yes, Grimdor.
Oh, you're a lot
on the streets.
You're a lot wider in real life.
Thank you, man.
I'm a bit impressed.
If I could call you, yes, if I can perceive you as such.
Right, now, well, I do have an opinion on them bastards. And I would like to say that I don't think we have any space for them here on the station.
Oh, now that is a tall order.
I think they've come in here quite unannounced. And I think we don't need them. I think remember back to before them being here, before all this news. Yeah, well, do you remember it?
Give me a moment. Why, yes. I think I do.
I remember it as well, and it was better, wasn't it? It was better times.
I think you're right.
Yes, I don't think we need them.
You might be right again. What are the odds?
Well, there we go. Thank you very much, Grimdor. I'll be watching this tonight. You are a very lovely man, and I will see you later. I don't think we need them.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Cut that.
Don't think we need them.
Thank you, madam. Yes. Better times. Grimdor, 11 p.m. news. Mid-space. Here on the streets. In front of Pat's Rent-A-Truck. You heard it here first. The neighborhood is watching.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Yes, well, the thing you have to really understand about these bosses is they have no respect for authority. Like,
is that so?
Well, Princess Zuzu, she may have come into power through illegitimate means, but that's not the point here. The point is that she is in charge, and ultimately, aren't we the people owe her at least some amount of respect, dignity, and, dare I say it, obedience to the powers at the powers that be. She
well said.
She may have seized that power with weaponry. Yes, she may have.
She may have
to a criminal underworld. But is she not our leader? Is she not the person who keeps the lights turned on? The person who keeps us safe from criminals that aren't under her employ? And could you not say that the bastards, by destabilizing midspace, are putting us all at risk?
Oh, well. I put that question back to you, citizen.
Well,
do
yes,
you
I think they are. I think,
you think
the bastards are a menace. The sooner the Princess Zuzu and her people can sort them out, the better. And, well, I heard that they're hiding beneath us. They're in the sewers, and that's probably where they belong, down there and with all the other organic waste.
No, and dude, I tell you what, Zuzu lover. No, dude, they don't bloody adhere to your laws, man.
Please, come in. We're having a discussion here. Citizens. Citizenry.
Look, okay, we got these radical alien beings who just showed up, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, they just turned the entire station on its head. you know?
Well, sir, and you think that's a good thing? You think that's a good thing? They're turning the station on his head. I have got a job, sir. Do you work? Do you have gainful employment? I wouldn't imagine so.
I have gainful employment, dude. I'm a self-employed businessman, man.
Well, okay, and your business. How do you think your business is going to work better under these bastards?
Oh, do you? You?
Prince, the level of stability that Prince Azuzu has provided has allowed you, sir, has allowed you to build the platform on which your business is built.
I'm saying, as coming from out of the slums and we're around down there, like, they've been helping us, dude. Like, they've saved so many of my friends. They were caught up in that cult business, you know? And I almost got myself caught up in that cult business, but I found myself too
tired. You were affected by the
cult!
And
hungover to find myself there for the first initiation. So, like, just by chance or maybe divine will, if you would, I didn't make it to that first initiation. But my friends, they got caught up in it. And those bastards, those angels, as far as I'm concerned, showed up and saved them from probably destruction, man. Like, where were you? What were you doing while at half of us?
Well, I'll tell you what, where I was at home with my kids, and we were watching the news, and it was terrifying when we could see that these bastards had no regard for personal property and the
No regard!
And may I say it, it's clear as day that Zuzu's people, her enforcer, Dietz the droid, is the one who clearly ended the cult. I think there's no point arguing about this. Do you think a bear and a fish could do what an army of synth assassins can?
A bear, frankly, and a fish.
What kind of made-up world are you living in?
I'm hearing that you got a lot of fear in you, dude. And I'm scared as well, man. I'm scared.
Well, the only thing I'm afraid of.
Look, man, no, I see it, dude. I see it.
What we've built here on this one, this glorious, and I love Miss Space Station. I love this place.
We both do, brother. We both do.
Well, it's all going to come crashing down if we don't step in line behind Princess Zuzu. That's all I have to say. That's Grimdor, that's all I've got.
Well said.
And hey, man, and I just want to say, if you're
please,
out
into
there
the
watching
mic.
This,
into the mic, sir.
You know, I'm a self-employed business dude, and I would like you to know
yes.
that you can get in touch with me. Just look out for the stickers with the smiley face on it, bros. That's me.
Okay, yes.
You can just scan those stickers.
That's
you
good.
Get in touch with me, bro. Like, so,
all
you know,
right
you don't even
then,
need to know what I sell. Like, I'll sell whatever you want, okay? I can find
sir,
it.
Sir, that is an... Yes, thank you so much for your message.
Okay,
and
hit
I put
it
back to you, visit
me up,
listeners.
Me up, guys,
that, yes,
me
well,
you,
we certainly will, but...
Bye.
I put the question back to you. Where were you when the Night City cult fell? Freber, that was a day on the streets. We really met Midspace that day, I tell you.
Well, looks like you had a nice time down there, Grimdor. And it looks like you made some new friends.
I did, and the smiley stickers all around town. You should call one.
You know that I will.
I know that you will. I already have.
Now, we have approached Princess Zuzu's people for a representative.
Yes. Hello, yes. Crenelia. I'm a diplomat. A diplomat.
Crenelia, thank you very much for your time.
Yes.
Is the connection good where you are?
What was that? Could you repeat
can you,
that?
Can you hear us, Crenelia?
It's Crenelia. Crenelia, hello. Hello? Are you...
Yes,
you
I think
it?
The connection's totally fine, Crenelia.
It really is a beautiful day in Midspace, yes. Agreed.
So you work
Agreed.
For the princess herself?
Yes, but not on the record, but yes, I am officially not on the record, but the princess. We have... Matt.
All right, in your opinion, what is Princess Zuzu doing about these backwater bastards?
Oh, the thing is, the backwater bastards, it's just, we need to be careful. Your offspring in the streets, playing, living life, getting a fried tentacle at the fat beast, these are the things that a family in Midspace dreams of living the life in the neighborhood, and the bastards, they don't want this to be possible for you. They don't.
So what are you saying here? Is the official stance of the mid-space controlling elite that the bastards are a threat to our community? Should we be scared?
Well, it's actually beyond that. You see, Freber, if I may, it's really not about... It's more about the bastards and what they are doing and what they want for your families, for your children, for the things that you own, that you've collected over your lifespan, that you hope to collect, and the bastards are coming for these things. And your families in the streets having a a fried tentacle. The thing that you like, that your children... that they want. And the bastards will stop that from happening.
Terrifying words. And I'm...
Terrifying.
I think it's very clear what you're saying there. Would you have any words for those that would attempt to make the climb down the cliff towards the Night City to try and find their way into the bastards' lair and try and make contact with these people?
The best way to combat this kind of domestic terrorism is to meet it head on. And that's you, the people. Go to them. We've located their hive, their scum and villainy location, the place where they're producing, I think, toxic fumes and poisons that they're actually releasing out into the air near the children. And it's in the fried tentacle, Freber. We're getting reports that it is potentially, but not certainly, but potentially in the fried tentacle that the children are eating. That one. So go to them. Go to them.
That's terrifying.
Go to them.
Well, you heard that there. The official response is for a non-official associate of the...
Yes.
Of Princess Zuzu.
Potentially. Just seeing what's out there. What do you think? Do your own research.
Well, speaking of supporters of the bastards, Grimdor, I believe we have a correspondent out looking over the Night City, nearest to where the entrance of the bastard's hideout is reported to be.
Freber, it's, we have it on record that this is the hive of the bastards.
And there's some sort of gathering out there. There's,
It does appear so.
Our man Weaver on the streets can give us a closer look at the people camping, waiting for the bastards to emerge. Weaver, do we have you there, live?
Yes, it's I, Vibai, back here now. I am here at the glorious, amazing, brilliant location that the bastards have chosen to haul up in. Yeah. It is so lovely and spectacular.
Boris is... I think I saw Boris go in. I saw somebody... I saw somebody... Somebody flew in.
Yes. Yes, tell us. Tell everyone. What have you seen in this glorious location?
It's very dark, but me and my buddy, over here is the best guy you'll ever know.
Oh, bring him in. I love the best guy.
Come on in, mate. This is my best friend, Meech. Okay, me and Meech, we were the first ones here.
Yeah, we were.
And we've been looking out because we knew. We heard that the bastards, they come in and out. We can't get down. We don't have a starship.
We can.
Anyone has a starship, we can probably
give you
five,
Smileys.
Four credits if you can take us down there. We did get a rope, but the rope wasn't long enough. But we've been watching, and we saw a ship.
We have.
We saw a ship go in there. It was pretty dark.
Tell
but a
them.
Ship flew in to the cliff.
Oh, so how
we
long have you
it.
Been spending here at this location? It's glorious.
Like
it's lovely.
Like a week. We've been eating
stuff. Oh, we've been here a little while. As you can see, we started this. There's all this tent village, but we started it. That's our tent over there. It might not be the best one, but it's the first.
With all the trash bags around it to keep it dry.
Oh, and so Mitch, tell me, what are you wearing? This is glorious. He is clearly inspired. It's all inspired. The entire situation is inspired. Explain
it's inspired.
To us and our listeners at home, who are you wearing?
it's perspired by Boris. I saw like that video. I saw the video.
Oh, he is so dreamy in this video.
Oh my god. I saw it and I just like, wow. And
this video shows what a man could be if a man was a god.
What a man could be.
I wanted to do a Boris costume too, but yeah, Meech got in first. So
Meech.
You can see I've got, it's a little bit small, but I've got a fur cape on my back. If I just turn all the way around, you can see. I'm Trevor. I know it's not everyone's first choice, but
Trevor.
And so, explain to us what it means to be Zargian. How does it mean to be Zargian, Zargian culture? How does it influence your life, your daily day? You know, what do you do to, you know, feel that special connection that Zargians have to the culture?
I'm from Midspace, but I like to think that that the Zarg people, they probably
saw a picture once.
They're probably a lot like you and me. I've seen that. Trevor. He's just the coolest, eh?
But Boris and Meech.
Some love for Trevor here, but really, I look around and there's some love for
Boris. Boris, if you see this, come out! Come out! We saw you go into the mountain, come out!
Boris!
And now that you're hearing live from in
Boris,
front of the door.
Boris.
And before we move on, I would just like to cut away now to a special,
Boris!
Very intense discussion about the exterior of the place.
I am
joined now in this special interview with two of the most highest up, most impressionable fashionistas of Midspace. Okay, we cut now to this exclusive interview. Hello. You are not my friends, but you are not my competitors. We are all here working together in fashion, in Midspace. And we're here to discuss this door and what it means and how it is shaping the future of Midspace.
The door.
The first thing I would say about this door.
The door. Say it to him.
Say it to him about the door. You say door.
The door.
And this is normally a door. This is a
it's not
portal.
A door.
A portal.
It's a portal to another place.
Who knows what lies behind the door?
Not another door. An idea. A flavor.
Yes, so it is more than a mere door.
A mere door.
It is a portal.
A portal, you told him, yes.
And this is the image the bastards have created that we can see from the outside. This is all that they wish to project.
But can you see it? Can you even see it?
These cats. Proud. Tall cats.
Cats. Can you even... That's not a cat.
Is there a more fierce creature in sea or sky?
No.
Perhaps.
No, there's...
But is there a more graceful creature?
Probably.
In the jungles or on the land?
Maybe one.
Most likely. But is there a creature...
Yeah.
That so perfectly encapsulates what it is that the bastards are trying to say to all of us?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think no.
Oh, yeah, no. Me too, no.
Yes, I understand what you're saying about the encapsulation of a feeling, of a vibe, coming from such a dark, mysterious place. But what I want to know is...
There's a door.
The cats are there, yes. We see the cats. They are proud, they are strong, and they are scary. But in the door... We see a glowing stars. Who does this? Who puts a glowing stars in the middle of space on a door? This is just so turn the art world on its head and reserve it as a fresh dish. You know, it is crazy.
A portal. The door is a portal.
Yes, I think when you think about the door as a portal, you understand more why there be stars.
You think too much about the door.
So you're saying that we need to think less about the expression and just feel it.
Feel the door. Go up and feel the door.
Can you imagine, for one moment, what it must be like to step through that portal
and into the abode of these most mysterious new visitors in midspace.
But you stop there because the acid.
Yes, the acid. I would like to know, the acid.
Yeah.
It's a bit unwelcoming.
That make the hole here in my jumpsuit.
Ah, yes, you have already touched the acid. The acid. Yeah.
They say the cat spit acid. I say the cat spit wine.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you'll say that, but like...
And you'll fill your cups from the mouths of these beasts.
Yeah, but like...
Because the bastards have come to breathe new food and new wine into the culture of midspace.
Yeah, but like, do not touch the acid.
Are you willing to live on television across all midspace, drink from this vine, and prove to all of us that you are correct, that your interpretation of this magnificent art piece, this sculpture, this live performance is, as you say, just mere vine?
Yeah, but the wine is acid.
I do not have time today.
Well, that is all I have time for me and my associates. As I said, no connection, no friendship, no nothing. Back to you at the studio.
Forever that! There is quite a crowd gathered in front of the bastard's hive.
Yes, and I can't wait to see how this unfolds. We'll be updating you throughout the day with more bastard news and more information on the whereabouts and what happenstance of the break-in at Bobby's Gome Emporium.
This is Catgate 2089.
You said it, Grimball.
I said it, and I will say it again. Catgate 2089.
Well, that's all we have time for. Up next is a heartwarming show about two unlikely friends traveling in space.
And don't forget the weather. The weather. We're going to have a little weather report before. Oh, it's going to be a little weather report before we go to the show.
We ran out of time. The weather's the same every day. We're in an enclosed biome, so you don't have to do the weather every time.
Yeah, but people find it important, you know. They like to be informed. I guess I'll just do my usual update online. Okay.
Thank you, Midspace. We hope you have a good one.
I'm gonna go.
Stay dry out there. Like always.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.